Begin the current daf, Masech the Shavuos daf Memdal. Begin them at Alf, begin Tesmas, begin the Gemara. My lab isn't talking about Bedulei Shavi. That must be talking about that's not worth the value of the Zuz. And that's the disagreeing in the teaching of Shmuel. How so? So Pesh B'Koin Trash explains. So Leazar, let's lay the Shmuel. It doesn't hold like a Shmuel. Because the Mashkin Shein Shabbat Kalachai, if you have a security, it's not worth the entire amount of the debt. In such a case, you know, the makablo, a person not really accepting it, el is a current dvarim ba'alma, just, you know, as a memory. So, therefore, that's why he holds that you could collect in contrast to Rabbi Kiva. Now, Mashbet sounds like, says Taisus from the way Rashi explained, but if it was worth the amount of the debt, my dribble Eza, Eza would agree to Rabbi Kiva to offer myself that he would lose his money. Now, Biesh from Shekas ben Beferish, actually, there's some Gemaras that have this written explicitly, like we have it. That says that hey chadami, what's the case toma? Ibe the shavi, my time the leza. If it's worth the amount, what would be the leza? Why wouldn't you lose it? So it says the bakash is difficult because the perik umnen the gemara b'mitzid of pebeis and manal of masik mas the gemara comes out masnim the hasim the liker b'liyazer. Oh, it's not liker b'liyazer. And why? Because says Taisus v'luk mekakul amit. You could say it's like everyone. Ibe the shavi because by the shavi you said rebbe leza agrees that you lose your money. There is, according to the conclusion that we say over here, the loy Arab Yitzchak, that Reb Yitzchak is not talking elish libishas alvasai, only when his halacha that the malva owns it is only when it's not during the time of the loan. Because she'en l'chalik ben shavi ben lay shavi, it really doesn't make sense to differentiate between if it's worth the amount or not. Because she'en mischayev the shavi, because if you're going to say you can be chayev when it's worth that amount, mishum d'rab yasev, which is because I see mitzapatam and mitzvahs like a shem esachah, so mekem b'lay shavi nami yafsid, so even when it's not worth that amount, you should also lose, at least can they get a mashkin according to the value of the mashkin. Abel hacha, but over here, hashta now, so k'd aydech d'rab yitzchak ayri. We're going with the havimin of Reb Yitzchak. That it was a filib shas halva asa, was even at the time of the loan. Oh, hukuk maid rabbi Eliezer, but the shabbi, therefore, rabbi Eliezer agrees when it's worth the value. Abalei shabbi, but when it's not worth the value, how is the current varma alma? That's just, you know, as a memory, balei shaychas and Rabbi Yitzchak, and therefore, it's not applicable over there, the teaching of Rabbi Yitzchak. But it says there's a mute tamer, but this is a wonder, because given Rabbi Yitzchak gzeir sakasab, since his teaching is gzeir sakasab, ulchotei tzedaka, so mali shabbi, mali lei shabbi. What's the difference if it's worth the amount or not? Otim shun lei shabbi, you think, that what you're trying to say, according to Habimin, you think it's because it's not worth the amount, lekarbe hashab tashab esa avit, ulchotei tzedaka? Well, why would that be the relevant point? But in Murba, the Masik B'Saiv, the Gemara comes out at the end, but Tizbera, it's logical, imnim Yitzchak b'chulu, etc. Now, mekar b'shitale. But there and originally it was obvious of the Gemara, the Bishavi, that when it is worth the amount, Yed Rebbe Elazar would agree, Mishum Rebbe Yitzchak. So, if that's the case, so then really the question goes back, that so why didn't the Gemara just say that the Mishnah, but they could even be like Rebbe Elazar, when the Mashkin is worth the entire amount of the debt? So, because of this, it says, like, Nera Girsa Sasfarm, the Garsi, that the Girsa should be, my love isn't it that B'delei Shavi. What does that mean? Pirish. My love isn't it afila B'delei Shavi, that when it's not worth the amount, the Rebbe Kiva islay the hipsid kiddish shmul, that Rebbe Kiva holds that, okay, you lose out like shmul, but B'lez less like the shmul, doesn't hold like shmul. And afila B'delei Shavi, and even when there is worth the value, still yito kom oisav, he will still take all his money. Not like we said the way it sounds like from Rashi. I b'seifa, what are you going to say? Kishalvo, elevazuz b'shtar, when he loans him 1,000 zuz in the document, but Rebbe Elazar agrees to Abdim Aisav that he loses his money. The reason is, from the Urcha de Milsa, the norm is Kishavel Bishtar, when he lends him in the document, Shein Nisli Mashkin, but he doesn't give a collateral at that time. Ah, Sababashle Bishas Alvasa, so that's considered not at the time of the loan. Vikani Mashkin and Rebbe Yitzchak, then he's going to acquire the Mashkin because of the teaching of Rebbe Yitzchak. So that's the reason that Rebbe Elazar would agree in that case. And, so it's, that would be his loss because it was his. But when we explain the machlekes is in Rabbi Yitzchak, and he doesn't agree with his teaching. It's totally in Rabbi Yitzchak. That's only during the time of the loan. But not at the time of the loan. Rabbi Elazar agrees. And so it says, what comes out now is interestingly So when the Seifa of the Shtar says he loses money, is not the same of the Ma'is of Rebbe Kiva when Rebbe Kiva says you lose your money. The Hid Rebbe Kiva when Rebbe Kiva says Abdu that's a fault of the Ma'is here Malamashkin, even the excess money more than the Mashkin, you lose all the money. But Seifa, but regardless of the case of Seifa, Dafka Shekinegat Mashkin, that's specifically the money that correlates to the amount of the security. Dafka time, because what's the reason with the Misham the Kana Mashkin? It's because you acquired the Mashkin. Rebbe Yitzchak, like Rebbe Yitzchak, is like we explained. Now, since there's more of it, says, Umash appears Bekunches Beseifa. And this that Rashi explains in the Sefer Sheir Shtar, that when there's a document, Ein Tzorach Mashkin, you don't need a security, Lezikaron Dvarim, so therefore that's where the Shtar is different. A Bereish, but in the Reish, Shein Shtar, where there's no Shtar, then he holds up a Mashkin, Lezikaron Dvarim, just as a memory, below the Gebein, not for collection. So it says, Ein Lefarish Kach, that doesn't seem to be correct to explain like this, because the Lamai, the Mukilah, because according to what we explained, the Pligi B'deshavi, that they disagree when it's worth the value the way we just explained. So like the man was according to Varman Tapas, you can't say he's holding it just as a memory. The Lekulam, because according to everyone, Emes Shamet, it's not going to cancel. I feel the Mishkan Mishas Salva, even if he took the security at the time of the loan. Kibush to begin, like we explained, the Gittin of Laman Zayin Manav to entice the Maschal of the Yerushani, or Bechol Shah, and also in the Gemara Pesachim of Laman Avon Beis and the Maschal Bederi. So says Taisus that. You see, obviously, that also a mashkin that was given at the time of the loan is given for a shibud and not just the way Rashi says as a karen zarm ba'alma. Connects this matter begins the gemara. No, we're talking about the shabi. It is worth the amount. They're not disagreeing in halacha shmo. They're disagreeing in halacha b'yitzchok regarding the b'chayv being kind of the mashkin. If Tosfos says tame, it's a wonder because the lema. Why don't you just say the b'hop plegi? The machlek is as follows: the marasabar keeping the shabi. One of them holds it since it's worth the value. So tafas lebishvul achayv. So the Rebbe Kiva holds it. Obviously, you're holding it for the debt, and therefore you're going to go ahead and lose the loan. Rebbe Loza Savi holds no. I've got the shavi, even though it is worth the amount. He's not holding it that he shall lose the debt. But late shavi, when it's not worth the value, cool. I'm a lesser than Shmuel. But you know, when it's not worth the value. Everyone holds not like Shmuel. So what do you have to say? Totally in the din of Rebbe Yitzchak. Just say when it's worth the value. Lepirsh Ben Chanan explains the Muki Shmuel, but the Parish Nicha. Now, so it says, no, Kointer Ben Chanan that explains Shmuel, but the Parish, when you were specific, he's the one, because the different Girsa that Taisus brings. Nicha makes sense, the Kibin that fellow, but the Parish, because even when you were specific, let's learn the Shmuel, that it means to say that you don't hold up Shmuel, even when you're explicit, that you're going to take responsibility. Svarhu, the logic is the Bishavi, Bistam. So when it is worth the value, and but you want specific, you're not holding it regarding to lose the debt with the loss of the mashkin. Therefore, that's why the Gemara doesn't want to say it's telling that. Rather, be telling the Rebbe Yitzchak, then it's yours because you were kind it, and then you could lose. Next, if the Balchayv is not kind of the mashkin, stuck him in iron, where is the charity from? Which Taisa explains why can it still be a chesed? Even if it's not yours, you're still holding on to it. So it's nice. No, could let me get stuck. It wouldn't be called as charity. If you're losing money, because it's yours actually. But if you're just holding on to it, that would be gimel chasad, and that wouldn't be tzedakah. Next test mat begins the gemara mekalim b'chayv shekayin mashkin. From here we see that the creditor acquires the mashkin. Which Taisa says near it seemed the emes chayv ba'oinsin, but he's not responsible for. You know, it's like so much his that even if a'oinis happens, he'll have a kamashem esachar. Rather, he's like a paid custodian in that way. Can the muchel say perikah umnin? But mitzidah pebezim and alv the boy lo'uk mehadit nan. The Gemara wants to explain this, that the Mishnah says, Halvei al Mashkin, Shemesachar, that if he lends him on the security, the Shemesachar, the Mishkin, Shlubishat Salvasai, when he took the Mashkin, not at the time of the law, Ukadib Yitzchok. So you see that that's the responsibility, as like a Shemesachar, as Rabbi Yitzchok's Halacha, Chimuchach, Bahag, that's as obvious from the Bahag, the Shemesachar, but that he's considered as a Shemesachar. Chimuchach, and Bahai Gavna. That you see the same thing. Oh, that's actually halachas gedolos. That the same thing. Same thing. Says matam b'gedim gemara. Shem aveda. What's the halacha? So we have this machleik to beisam abechulu v'rabba abechulu. Machleik is like a shem achin v'shem esachah. So pasuk ben chanal he rules halacha to beisam that you like a shem esachah. Why? Because the amper gain in ben amud the gemara and the rabbi naflam gilam beis says the kulei alma islu put rabbi yisam. Everyone holds of this halacha put rabbi yisam that you're gaining because you don't have to give. To the poor person, because you're busy with watching the Aveda. So it says, Ve'in nira ra'im sham klal. That doesn't seem to be a proof at all, because the Rabbi Namimoyda, he also agrees, the Asa Anya, that if a poor person comes to Leboy Lamesav later, you don't have to give him, because the Atami Lesle Oisim Mitzah, but the Mitzah, you don't think he holds the principle that when you're busy with a Mitzah as being a Shema Midi, you don't have to do another Mitzah of giving to someone asking for money?
So what's the machlokes? El disrele, just that he holds mishum hanah purti gezayis, it's just for this little bit amount of pleasure, b'lo yishchicha, which is not common, l'chashav shem esachah, that just won't make you into shem esachah. But that gemara is not a raya, not like rabba. And k'tas mashbei metzis, it sounds a little bit from the gemara b'metzis, that v'lam an alav, v'lam an alav, the halacha k'ab yisiv, that the halacha is a k'ab yisiv. K'abahid the darash hasim, the gemara dashim is over there, hashav tashav, what's this redundant terminology? Or hashav tashivim. So ainli ella lebeisa leginasa lechav ainli lebeisa. I would only know if you return it to his house. The ginasa lechavas benayin to his garden to his the ruins. How do you know that's also qualified? Tamalim b'tashivim mikam alkam. No matter what it is. Now the daik stama the hashas. So the gemara in general over there asks heichadami. Well, what's the case talking about? Idlim into the if it's guarded pshita. Obviously, why is it different than his house? Idlim into if it's not guarded. Why does it work? Says the gemara. Idlim into no. The truth is it is guarded. Vakamash when the chiddush is. So why is not a regular hashava? Saying that the chiddush is that you don't have to have the owner's awareness. Like Rabbi Elazar, that he's the one that says that you don't hashabas avedu does not need to have das bailim, like a ganim and a gaz and a shemer. So it says, oh, by the kedrav Yisuf. Why? Kedemuchah b'resha kens. Obviously, the gemara by Mukamadaf kamenzayin manav the park from the Rabbi Yisuf Rabba who said like Yeshem Echinam. Ask from Rabbi Yisuf. Uboy lemeidak the marbin and churvasa shen mishtaber. See, because you see, you include a churva that's not guarded. Because the Mishnah Meres, if it is guarded, then it's his house. I'm a Shemichinim Habes. It says, obviously, that like you're a potter because you're a Shemichinim. Oh, Mishani, Rabbi Yisuf answers, no, lo'ilam demintra. That it's guarded, Krebelazah. So you see that the halacha of Krebelazah, if you're quoting it, that's when you say it only according to Rabbi Yisuf. So Tosef Bisham, you can reject and say, no, that actually, the Rabba Kiblam Rabbi Yisuf. Meaning to say, he himself agrees to this answer. After Rabbi Yisuf told it to him, why? Why would he accept this? Because according to him, it doesn't work out so well to say that it's ein mishtameres. The hamoyder Rabbi Yisuf, Rabbi agrees to Rabbi Yisuf a bali chayim, by living creature, the nokter le nigri bar yasa, that if they're accustomed to already be now out in the open, the boy in the terusi said also that they need to have a greater level of protection. The Gemara says over there, and krobe bali chayim, the pasuk talking about living creatures le sira asher chicha. And it's this more stringent halacha, and he agrees over there that the halacha is like a shem esach as the gemara brings over there, and he would have to push the ribui dekra that the ribui the pasuk avachin taslisim losikoi is going on that hashav deshivim you would have to say that it's only specifically going on the garment and not on the animal inami bekafusin or you'd have to say that the that they're bound and therefore they can't move around, which is a teichik. So therefore that's one difficulty that even according to Rabba, it would definitely be better to put it in a chatz mishtameres and explain like that because he would have this difficulty number one. Moreover, the abitzarach loyma das macht ba'almahi. You would have to say that if you're talking about that's not mishtameres, comes out that the pasuk is coming to tell us that you can return aveda to a garden that's not protected. And the pasuk is letting us know that a mitzvah aved is like a shemichinim, not like shemesachah. But according to Rabbi, you don't need to have such a drasha. That's logical. And you have to push and say, oh no, it's just like an asmachta biyam. Because time of the Rabbi, that was shemichinim. The reason why Rabbi says like shemichinim, shem demai hanok kamotile. What type of pleasure is the person having? And that's the case over here. Or inami. Additionally, it's chra. You'd have to say. That the pasuk is coming to tell you, Lashmina Dalinikshab Shemisakha, that no, don't consider Mashem Sakha, Mashem Prutu Rabbi Yisuf, because of the Prutu Rabbi Yisuf. I'm Mashem Durachmana, Shibd Bakarcha, or because the Torah is Meshabadim. But again, this is a Daichig. So therefore, you could even say that's like Rabba. But additionally, says Tayyib, Oydir Shlomo, you could say actually, the Rabba Le Kibla, no. Actually, the truth is, Rabbi did not accept what he's saying. But in the beginning, he didn't entertain to prove his halacha of hamil. Only just as a hint, nakat krala dvarav. That Rabbi knew that you could explain the brisa the way Rabbi Yisus said it. And the Gemara Baba Kama didn't bring the brisa to prove like what he's saying. It's just like an asmachta. But Rabbi knew that the primary pasuk is coming to say the halacha of Rabbi Elazar. Where the Gemara comes out in Bamatzia and the sugya, but he could explain according to his shita, and that's how he explained the Gemara over there. That after the Gemara brings
like he says, over there, the Darsh Mikra, the Bishra Mechinim, Asmachtihi, and Rabbi Nami might did the Iker Krala Asa Ela Kadibri Belazar. It's only coming to say like a Belazar, Kadamasik Hashas, Beperigam, says Mamsidab no Choftes Malav. So you don't have some Asa, and the Sukh is also like in Mohammed version. This is what the Gemara is saying. Eid Mintura, if it's protected, Lamar, Megnevo, Lamar, Mebshi, either one for what his responsibility is, Pshita, the Lashm, Inna, the Shemachim, Hava, Loyitzok Kra, to say that the parishioner, like we explained, meaning to say that after the Gemara brings the words of the Brayis, the pasuk comes to include that you can return it. So the Gemara is explaining what's it talking about. If it's mishdameres, so for Rav Yisrael it's from Gnei, but for rabbis from Shi, if that's the case of a shore, you could return it because it's like his house. And to say that the pasuk comes to tell us that it's a lach l'shemachin, that don't say, because that's talmud pasha, then you don't need a pasuk for that. So says Taisus, it comes out of mintra the el mitzis la rabba. Is really kolay mintra da koinis and baba kama dav nanzayin medalv. So that the words over here, mintra baba mitzir koin to rabba, is meaning it's protected from pshia, which is like loy mintra that says in baba kama. So Taz just points out that interesting contrast. When rabba wants to bring in the smachtas for his words, that Hashem Aveda is like Hashem Echinim, he brings this braisa and he says that the shor is toman by chotashin mishtameres, that's from ruach mitzuya. That it's not considered as a pshia putting it there, and it's not mishtameres from Rosh in mitzu, which is from Gnei Vavaveda. And the between the terutzim is that according to the first terutz, Rabbi retracts from what he wanted to say in Baba Kama, that Tomash Shemachin and Mishtameres, and explains the pasuk about Lechayim, the way Abiyus explains, coming to Mechadish that you don't need to have Das Bam. According to the second terutz, he's not retracting at all, and even in the beginning, he didn't have in mind that the pasuk coming to Mechadish that Allah, like Shemachin, only through Asmachta, and the primary pasuk is only necessary for Rebbe Lazar. So this is the Pirsha Kuntris Nira Haya, that according to Rashi, it would seem the Allah Rabbi Yosef. Because the Pirsha explains Lehmad Rabbi Yosef Tanoihi, that when the Gemara says, let's say Rabbi Yosef was Machlik Tanoim, that is because he explains Milsa the Rabbah Vadi Tanoihi, because it says, and the teaching of Rabbah for sure is Machlik Tanoim, the Rabbah, to be Kiba less lay the Rabbah, because Rabbi Kiba does not hold like Rabbah, not become like Rabbi Kiba. So therefore, obviously, we pass in like Rabbi Yosef. Abba'in Lefarshkin, but says, don't explain like this. I'll add to the contrary. Islam, we should say, the Rabbah Vadi Lav Tanoihi, no, the opposite. Rabbah's for sure not a Machlik Tanoim, the Kulam Isla the Rabbah, everyone holds like Rabbah, with the Shmuel Kamiflegi, and they disagree in the Halacha of Shmuel. And Rabbi Kiva Maidah, the Shemachin Mahaba Allah Mashkin, Rabbi Kiva agrees that you give me a Shemachin Mahaba Mashkin, Mashu Yes Allah, whatever is more than the debt. Oh, can I get a Chayiv? Mavsid. But what's opposite of Chayiv? That you do lose. Mitama de Shmuel. From that's the reason of Shmuel. A Philippine Rabbi Nechanal, even according to the way Rabbi Nechanal explains, Avagab Delay Parish, even if you didn't specify, Kimafurish Dami, it's like you did specify, Gibresh L, like we explained this previously, I'm a Megillon Bez, the Mask Masnit. Masnin the seller Basina love, Tarach Lema, and the Mishnah that we speak about this case. So you have to say over the mashkin that when you say you lost the mashkin, then the b'pshi is with negligence. Because if that's not the case, loy mechayev b'mashu yeser alachayev, he wouldn't be liable what's more than the debt. But I'd rather to the contrary, yes, lechich actually could prove the alocha kiraba that according to what we're explaining, you could say that it's actually like rabba, and you could bring many proofs to this. As Taisi goes through, k'demasik hashas ba'umna, like the Gemara comes out in b'mitzida pebez and aleph, el machvar tamasnim b'lo kibbalazim. So we say, oh, it's clear that Mishnah says if you ma'ba mashkin, you're shem esach like kibbalazim. Now, on that says Taisi, v'hash to look me kakul amal. L'Rav Yisiv, b'malva she'ein etzarech l'mashkin. So, when the Gemara says, if you held like Rav Yisiv, why wouldn't he explain that Rav Leza has held malva tzarech l'mashkin, and the Mishnah is that you don't need a mashkin. The Mishnah told me that you need a mashkin. Rather, obviously, because since the halacha like Rabbi, not like Rav Yisiv, the Gemara did not want to explain the Mishnah, not according to the halacha. That's what he says. The Mishnah became the Kirabba. And the Gemara wanted to say that it's coming out according to the halacha. That's right, number one. Void, right, another proof in Perek Eil Metzisa within the Chavetes Menal. Can we plug it to Rabtapen Rabbi Kiva? The Mayi Bedamim. Where the Gemara is talking about a person that finds an Aveda. That's very difficult to deal with it. How long does he sell it? The Machlik said, what do you do with the money? So says this is mucha be gemara of Yisu. It's obvious in the gemara good they're according to Yisu. The mishum the shorli rabban lish temute behu. That since the rabbi is allowed you to utilize it, so habalayu shayel you could say as a shayel. The gemara over there on the gimel menav can be mafkid moys to shulchan when someone deposits money by a money changer. It's really Rav Nachman. The kaimel on the hilchas like abasei bedin, which we rule like Rav Nachman. Even though you utilize them, loy mechayv binds you, not chayv binds it. So I handle like Rav Yisus, not like Rav Yisus. Don't differentiate. Oh, mishum the gabei aveda belavok habash mesoicha habash mesoicha belay hayeser belay hetatashmesh. That look, anyways, by a lost object, you're a shem mesoicha without permission to use it. Lafikar they hetatashmesh by being able to use it, not so shayel become like a higher level of a shayel. So it says what? But atu im yisus schar l'shem mesoicha. What do you think if you add payment to the shem mesoicha, yas the shayel that makes him into a shayel? No, it's not the case. But more, but the kamel karabel the gabei aviyisim. Anyways, we pass like rabba in contrast to aviyisim. But misad the inyam mechza. As the Gemara tells us, Baba Basta of Kofidal Mevez, besides three different places. Now, since I say, Ava B, Sheesh Mefarshim, although one someone to say the Hainu Dafke Mila de Baba Basta, that's specifically only in Baba Basta, less, that's not true. Because Perk Mishach says the Gemara Gidna Vaindal, the Mevez Parach as Iva Kamaka Rabba, which is not in Baba Basta, verse Rabbi Yisib. Now, since there's a hashto, I mean, now that we say about the pair coming to Pesach and the famous base given by chametz, keeping the ilu migna by a mistavet, since it got lost or stolen, it's in your possession. It's like yours, which regarding to that he has a chiyav bir chametz that the non-Jew deposited by him. Since so Tais explains, haynu migniv a mistavet ba'einus. That means if it got lost or stolen by with an einus. Because he was not responsible for Ainsin. Nafil Machai Bachrai is Geneva Vaveda, even if he's responsible for Geneva Veda, in Zakalabai, he does not have to get rid of the Chametz. Because if not, Yisrael Shevel Akh Machemtsai, when a Jew lends a non Jew on his Chametz, Yasabanah should be forbidden Bahanah, but Beloidra Yitzchak, without the Allah of Yitzchak. And Rabban Nami, am I pleading? Why would they disagree? Shaychai Bachrai is Geneva Veda Medishmul, the Kamel Kabasei. Keeping the kaimelon kiraba, elavad rab. Obviously, keeping the lemechayv ba'einzin, since you're not chayv ba'einzin, lemikri chametzai, it's not considered his chametz. But me, however, the Rabbi Yitzchak from Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha, avagav the lemechayv ba'einzin, can appreciate even though you're not chayv ba'einzin, as we explained this in the Masach Mikan, la'el previously asabanah, it's asabanah keeping the kanilei b'avishloi, since he acquires it and it's his. Of a shomer lemechayv levar, but a shomer would not be obligated to get rid of it im lemechayv levachayis einzin unless he takes the responsibility of einzin. However, you have a peskin like Rabbi Yisuf. If you were to rule like Rabbi Yisuf, we wouldn't have to say this. The itzrich the Rabbi Yitzchak la'esr chametz shel akim. We need the halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak to say that the chametz of a non-Jew is forbidden. Hamushkim b'yad Yisrael that's deposited. That's collateral by the hand of the Jew. The prud of Rabbi Yisuf l'shech ba'akim because you don't have the halacha of Rabbi Yisuf by a non-Jew like a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. But moreover, the fellow shemesalcha gamer la'akim. Even a full-fledged Shem Mitzvah for a non-Jew Lemechayev, he's not responsible. The Gabbish Shemim says Re'eyu, by Shem it says Re'eyu. Vikl Muti Akum, Kame Hektish, and therefore it makes sense to exclude a non-Jew like Hektish. So what Tais is saying is that, he says that you see actually Bahagbach is Pesach, because he writes the Chayev Lavar. You actually have to get rid of him. Kibul Achrayah is the Gnev Aveda. He says, if you accept it, Achrayah is Gnev Aveda. He says, actually, not like the way Taizah comes out, La Lacha. He says that you would have to get rid of the Chametz, even if it's just Achrayah is Gnev Aveda, and not anything more than that.